The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. More people come to Mass on Ash Wednesday than on any other day of the entire year except for Christmas and Easter. And it's a really curious thing because there's absolutely no obligation whatsoever to be here. Did you know that? Don't all get up and leave all at once, right? But everybody thinks it's a holy day of obligation, and it's not. Zero obligation whatsoever to come to Mass on Ash Wednesday, and everybody comes to Mass on Ash Wednesday. Why do you think that is? There's a couple of reasons, and they're so deeply operative in your soul that you might not even be consciously aware of them. First goes something like this. Ash Wednesday is the only day of the entire year in which we openly admit and acknowledge the one fact of life that everybody knows about, but nobody ever talks about. Namely, that you will, all of you, one day close your eyes, breathe your last, and die. Everybody knows it. Nobody talks about it. It's the elephant in the room. Ben Franklin used to joke that the only thing in life that are certain are death and taxes. And he was joking about taxes. But here on Ash Wednesday, it's the one day in which we openly admit it, and it's so blatant that it's smack in the middle of your forehead. Remember that you are dust, and unto dust you shall return. And you want to know what? The truth will set you free. It is sweet release to openly admit and to acknowledge life's most important single fact. That's the first reason. The second goes something like this. Deep down in the depths of your soul, you know that you are guilty before God. All of us know it. I had a psychology professor back in college. He used to say that everybody knows they're guilty such that you could literally stand on the corner of any busy city street anywhere in the country, point an accusing finger at every single person that passes by and just say, guilty, guilty, guilty. And they'd all think the same thing. How does he know? He's crazy, but how does he know? Because here's the fact. Every last one of us does the wrong we don't want to do, fails to do the good that we do want to do. We're not at peace before God. Life is short. Time's running out. Everybody knows it. And we all keep saying the same thing. I'll change. I'll change. I know I'm supposed to change. I'll change later. Ash Wednesday is the one day in the year in which we admit that later is right now. They say that your spiritual renewal is a table that stands on three legs: prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Three legs. Take one of those legs out, the whole table falls. The exact same things Jesus talked about here in the gospel. You want to make a renewal from the inside out? You want to start it today? Start with prayer. And if you want to begin a spiritual renewal based on prayer, for goodness sakes, start at the beginning. If you're not attending Sunday Mass, start. For the love of God, start. Keep holy the Lord's Day. If you're not doing that, you're not even at the starting line yet. Pray daily as well. If you're not doing that, for the love of God, please start. You can't love a God you don't talk to. And you can't talk to God unless you set aside time every day for prayer. Make it a priority. Make it happen. The third one is one that most people forget and ignore, and that is get to confession. Let me tell you, it's hard to go, right? But gosh, it feels good once you've gone. You want to renew your spiritual life. You want to start from the very beginning? Start with prayer. But there's more. The next pillar is fasting. Now, you fast on Ash Wednesday, you fast on Good Friday. But you know, fasting is the foundation of that one element of Lent that everybody seems to know about. We all give something up for Lent, right? Where does that come from? What's the idea behind that? Fasting is the idea behind that. And the idea is that you do the wrong you don't want to do, and you don't do the good that you do want to do, and the reason is you're not in control of your own self. Your passions are out of control. Fasting is the means by which we get a grip on ourselves. We put ourselves in control of our passions rather than having our passions control us. It needs to be part of everyone's spiritual renewal. The third one is the one everybody forgets, and that's almsgiving. Now, everybody thinks that almsgiving means giving away money. It means a lot more than that. Pope John Paul II once said that the heart of almsgiving is giving in abundance from the very thing you would otherwise most jealously guard for yourself. And you want to know what that is for most of us? Time and service. It's a lot easier to write a check. You were made to give. You were made in God's image. And we can't begin to do that until we decide to do it in concrete actions. Prayer, fasting, alms, the foundation of all spiritual renewal. People always say, I'm going to change. I'm going to change. I know I'm going to change. I'll get around to it. There's an old poem that goes, procrastination is my sin. It brings me only sorrow. I know that I must change my ways. I think I'll start tomorrow. Well, tomorrow has arrived. Everybody thinks that it gets easier with time, but you want to know something? You are hardening to a point every day. Every day you put off the change that you know you need to do, it gets harder and harder and harder. That's why St. Paul said that now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. And so, without further ado, let us begin.